Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Welcome to the night of the full moon in Virgo. It's been raining here and there's still heavy cloud cover, so I won't actually see this full moon, at least not tonight, but it will be arriving in about 3 hours from when I'm recording. And it's been quite a journey since the new moon in Aquarius on the 11th of February. So much has happened in the sky, from completing the Mercury retrograde to experiencing the first of our three Saturn-Uranus squares this year, to having the Sun and then Venus enter Pisces. And now here we are, just a few hours away from a full moon in Virgo, which, under ordinary circumstances, would seem like a fairly quiet, humble, service-oriented kind of full moon. And it is. And yet this full moon in Virgo, just like all the other events, astrology, the skies, have been bringing us, has its complexities and challenges and opportunities and nuances. So let's dive into this full moon and see what's going on. Overnight tonight in my eastern U.S. time zone, the full moon in Virgo arrives. This full moon brings together mutable earth and water in a combination that is fertile in every sense of the word. I'm not saying this moon has it easy. There are challenges. And sometimes our best solutions emerge from difficulty and the need to find new ways forward. The moon at 8 Virgo remains in a separating trine from Uranus. While a connection between steady, calm Taurus and precise, sometimes anxious Virgo is usually good for Virgo, this time the moon is connecting with a revolutionary, quick change artist who loves to stir things up. What messages does the moon bring from Uranus? messages of change. Uranus is always about change. In Taurus, we see transformation that runs deep. Taurus is the sign of the patient gardener. This is a place of loyalty and dedication. Here we see a willingness to take the time needed to let a process unfold the way it needs to. Taurus is ready to invest time, care, and hard work. There's patience here. This is why Taurus is the sign of banking as well as farming. Now we add Uranus into the mix. Suddenly we see upsets in the economy. Notice, though, the upsets are not necessarily bad. Astrologers link Uranus and Taurus to Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, which are upending our definitions of what money even is. Earth changes are more problematic. Uranus's role here is to show us the consequences of what we've been doing to our planet for a long time now. Big storms are a very Uranian kind of message about what happens when global climate patterns are disrupted. The Virgo moon wants to fix things. Virgo is the sign of craft, of working with the hands. Virgo likes precision, but has no problem with hard work. Virgo wants to help, to be of service. So this moon separates from Uranus with a long, detailed to-do list. Can a moon in Virgo feel anxious? Yes. And perhaps we're wise to feel daunted by the challenges we face. On the other hand, Virgo likes accurate information and is comforted by knowing the next steps. Perhaps we're reassured by getting some kind of handle on what's going on. Now the moon steps into a yod, which is a challenging aspect pattern that looks like a tall, narrow triangle. This moon sits at the apex of the yod, the pointy end, the hot seat, with Saturn in Aquarius and Chiron in Aries on each side of the triangle's base. What makes the yod challenging is that none of the planets share either a mode or an element. In this case, we have a mutable Earth moon looking for solutions to problems brought by a fixed air Saturn and a cardinal fire Chiron. Saturn is the stern taskmaster who expects work completed on time to an exacting standard. Saturn in Aquarius is incisive, crystal clear, and sharp. Here's what the future needs to look like, says Saturn. I've got detailed blueprints right here. Get to work. Chiron is the wounded healer. Here we meet our personal triggers, patterns of wounding that can trip us up until we come to grips with them. In Aries, Chiron is also sharp. But where Saturn in Aquarius has an icy edge, Chiron in Aries is hot and cutting. Chiron says before we can hope to succeed in changing the future, we need to heal the traumas we carry. The solution to a yod is found by dropping a straight line from the apex down to the center of the triangle's base. But wait, this is a full moon, which means the sun in Pisces opposing the moon has the answer. This Pisces sun is not alone. Venus, newly arrived in Pisces, applies to conjunct the sun and oppose the moon, making her an integral part of this full moon. Venus loves Pisces. She is exalted here. Venus is the planet of relating, and Pisces offers the widest possible scope for relationship. Here we go beyond one-to-one to embrace everything. we extend beyond the human to connect to all beings. Pisces wouldn't recognize a boundary if they tripped over one. Venus is deeply creative. In Pisces, our creative inspiration is infused with magic. Intuitive insights swirl through us, mixed with the longing for experiences that extend beyond the individual ego. The sun amplifies all of these qualities of Pisces. The hard edges of future needs, Saturn in Aquarius, and personal trauma, Chiron in Aries, are softened if we let in the magic and mystery of Pisces. If we consider modern and classical astrology, Pisces has two rulers. The classical ruler is expansive, philosophical, optimistic Jupiter. The modern ruler is oceanic, lyrical, spiritually adept Neptune. At this full moon, Jupiter and Neptune both aspect the nodes of the moon. Neptune, still moving slowly, continues to square the nodes. This offers the Neptunian challenge and choice. Do we widen our view of past and future to include the broadest possible cosmic perspective? Are we willing to open to creative intuition and magic? Or do we prefer to wade through fog? Jupiter in Aquarius trines the North Node in Gemini and sextiles the South Node in Sagittarius. Jupiter, the philosopher sage, shows his deep interest in the past in these aspects. He offers a historical view, a belief that the past has much to teach us, while still focusing expansively on the future. The Virgo moon, placed where she is, has the task of weaving these disparate influences and points of view into a whole. Luckily, she is up to the task. The moon in Virgo has healing hands and a green thumb. With the blessings of Sun, Venus, Jupiter, and Neptune, this moon will craft the seeds that will grow into a future we can all nurture and protect. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Do check where 8 degrees of Virgo and Pisces fall in your birth chart. This will alert you to where seeds of magic and creative intuition are being planted in your chart, and where you can look forward to the seedlings emerging and new growth, and even flowering in the lunar cycles to come. As always, thank you for listening.